Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Tim Lust. He's CEO of the National Sorghum Producers. We're in Orlando, Florida. Tim, as you meet here with sorghum producers from all over the United States, what sort of items catches most people's attention right now?
Well, I think as we come off of 2022 and some of the challenges that were there from a weather standpoint, certainly a lot of work last fall in terms of disaster legislation, and certainly a real focus on implementation of that for the 2022 disaster. That's something that's really important to our membership, and looking forward to that implementation process coming up. Certainly 2023 is a farm bill year, so when we talk about that, seems to be a lot of discussion about obviously the process is moving forward, and it should be moving forward because we're from a timeline standpoint there. I think one of the big questions is obviously resources. We're able to get some resources in terms of the conservation side of the budget. But from the Title I commodity standpoint, certainly limited resources, and with the cost of production increases and inflation situations, you know, what is possible from a safety net standpoint? Certainly our membership has been working and been working with economists for the last 6 to 8 months on options and opportunities and what that looks like. I'll be talking with our board here about, you know, some of those policy items that we'll be looking at considering going forward. But I think it's, you know, really hard to finalize those decisions until you kind of know where resources are. And we're probably just a month or two away from having a lot better idea of what that looks like. So certainly let that process play out here in 2023, but we'll continue to do that from an industry standpoint. You know, coming off of a, you know, sorghum is a very resource-conserving, tough crop. But as you know, it was a very tough year last year. And so just kind of looking forward to hopefully seeing a weather pattern change here and getting back into a little better production cycle as we roll into 2023.
Unlike a lot of the other crops around the nation, it's grown over a large geography, and so when you have challenges with the weather, it kind of spreads that out. But really, sorghum isn't a large geography, and it's historically in an area that's tough to start with. Your revenues for the coming year has got to be very much reduced.
It is, you know, when we look across what that just looks like, you know, the lowest national yield since the 1960s. And so, you know, we're below a 50% reduction probably in revenue in terms of what that looks like. We're prepared for that. Certainly as a crop, we have seen ups and downs because of the geography that we're in. And so we'll make it through that and be able to move forward. But no. Certainly at the farm level and organization level as well, you know, tough times, but we've seen them before, and we'll move through them.
We're visiting with Tim Lust. He is CEO of the National Sorghum Producers. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Orlando.